All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
It's great to be here.
You know, we love diving deep into all sorts of tech topics and gadgets. And
absolutely.
Today we're going to be talking about something that you probably see all the time, but maybe don't always like think too much about.
Yeah.
And that is IP ratings. Yeah. Have you ever like wondered, like, what does that actually mean?
Yeah, those two little digits can be a bit mysterious, can't they?
It's like a secret code almost.
Right.
So we've got an expert here to break down, you know, all the mysteries behind IP ratings, what it means for your devices, you know.
Absolutely.
Why it matters.
Yeah, because you see it everywhere, right?
Yeah, you see it on phones, you see it on, like, you know, even like coffee makers and stuff like that. It's
everything.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
It's a global standard. That's what's so fascinating about it. You know, whether you buy a device here in the US or, you know, in Europe or Asia, you're going to see that same IP rating and it's going to mean the same thing.
So that IP stands for what exactly?
Ingress protection.
Ingress protection.
Yeah.
So it's basically telling us, like, how protected the device is.
From stuff getting in.
From stuff getting in, yeah.
Yeah.
Whether
yeah.
it's, you know, dust or water. Or,
exactly, you got it. Yeah, solid particles, liquids, the elements.
So we were talking about there being two digits.
Yeah.
What does that first digit tell us?
So the first digit is all about solids.
Okay.
Solid particle protection. So anything from dust to, you know, larger objects, depending on the rating.
So, like, if I drop my phone in, like, a pile of sawdust.
Okay.
Is that, is there an IP rating that could protect against that?
Yeah, absolutely. So you want to look at that first digit and a rating of 5, for example, IP5X, that IPFX is a placeholder. Sometimes you'll see a number there. But in this case, IP5X, that would indicate that the device is protected against dust accumulation that could harm the device.
So it does mean that, like, no dust can get in.
Right, yeah. Exactly. It's not a perfect seal. It's more about ensuring that the dust that does get in won't interfere with the operation of the device. They actually test this in a really interesting way. They put the device in a chamber filled with talcum powder for a certain amount of time and make sure that, you know, no harmful deposits build up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
So that's solids. What about liquids?
Right. So the second digit, that's all about liquid ingress protection.
Okay.
So, you know, think about rain splashes, spills, even full submersion, depending on the rating.
So let's say I get caught in the rain.
Yeah.
And my phone has an IPX4 rating.
Okay. So an IPX4 rating means your phone is protected against splashes of water from any direction.
Hmm.
So a little rain shower shouldn't be a problem.
So it can handle, like, quick downpour.
Yeah, exactly. Quick splashes, you're good to go.
But what if I want something that can, like, you know, survive a dunk in the pool?
Right. So then you want to look for a higher rating, like an IPX7 or IPX8. Those indicate protection against submersion.
So what's the difference between, like, a 7 and an 8?
So an IPX7 rating typically means that the device can be submerged in up to 1 meter of water for 30 minutes.
Okay.
Whereas an IPX8 rating will usually specify a deeper depth and maybe even a longer duration.
Uh-huh.
But it's important to remember that those tests are done in controlled environments.
Right.
You know, they're using fresh water. It's a specific temperature. There's not a lot of pressure. So it's always a good idea to check the manufacturer's specifications for the details.
So even if it's like IP, you know, 8, rated.
Right.
I shouldn't necessarily take it scuba diving with me.
Yeah, probably not the best idea.
Okay.
You know, especially salt water, chlorine. Those can be more damaging.
Okay.
So yeah, always check the manufacturer's guidelines.
We've been talking a lot about phones, but
yeah,
what are some other, like, places where you might see these IP ratings that would be important?
Oh man, you see them everywhere. You know, think about industrial equipment that's exposed to dust oil, you know, yeah. Potentially corrosive materials.
Yeah.
They need high IP ratings to ensure they can withstand those harsh environments.
Excellent.
You also see it in medical devices.
Yes.
You know, anything that needs to be sterilized frequently needs to have a high liquid ingress protection rating.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, you know, it's really across the board.
So it's not just about, like, you know, your gadgets. It's about,
no,
like, you know.
Pretty much anything with an enclosure, you're going to find an IP rating on it.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
And it's just those two little digits.
Yeah.
But it packs so much information into those two digits.
And you know what's really cool is that the testing for these ratings is standardized.
Okay.
So, like, that IP5X test with the talcum powder I mentioned earlier, that's done the same way around the world.
So that ensures that, you know, an IP rating means the same thing.
Exactly.
No matter where you are.
Exactly. No matter what brand you're buying.
Yeah.
You know, you have that consistency.
But is it, like, a guarantee? Like, if it's, you know, IP whatever rated, does that mean it's, like, 100%, you know?
It's a good indicator of protection, but it's not an absolute guarantee.
Right.
It's important to remember that these tests are done in controlled environments, and real-world conditions can be much more unpredictable.
Yeah, makes sense.
you know, you could have extreme temperatures, exposure to chemicals, things like that, that could affect the device's performance.
And also like the way it's designed.
Absolutely. Build quality, the materials used, all of that plays a role.
Yeah.
You know, a device might have a high IP rating, but if it's poorly constructed, it could still be damaged easily.
Yeah. It's like, you know, thinking that a car is safe just because it has airbags.
Exactly. You got to look at the whole package.
Well,
so yeah, IP rating is a great starting point, but always do your research and consider the overall quality of the product.
Okay. So as we're wrapping up here.
Yeah.
Any like final thoughts for our listeners on IP ratings?
You know, I would just encourage everyone to take a look at the devices you use every day. Your phone, your smartwatch, your headphones, even look up their IP ratings, see what they are, and think about how that relates to your lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, if you're someone who spends a lot of time outdoors, you might want to prioritize a higher IP rating.
That's a good point.
If you're mostly indoors, you know, maybe it's not as critical, but it's always good to be informed.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
For this deep dive into IP ratings, hopefully everyone learned a lot.
Absolutely.
And yeah, we'll be back again soon with another fascinating topic.
Looking forward to it.
All right. See everyone.
See ya, ha.